Well, a very good afternoon, everyone. Today is Thursday, the 4th of February, 2010. And today I've got a story on my radar, but probably not on anyone else's, and certainly not by any means any news. But it regards the Falkland Islands, and anyone my age or older will remember the Falklands War of 1982, in which Argentina led a surprise invasion of these two small islands, way in the South Atlantic, just 300 miles from Argentina, but some 8,000 miles away from the United Kingdom, and the islands are barely populated with just a few thousand inhabitants. A bit of history: at the time, the then Conservative government, led by Mrs. Thatcher, decided to defend these islands and send the army in to regain the territory. At the time, I was just a small boy, of course, and I was wondering, what is this conflict all about? Is it just a matter of national pride or something more? Well, in recent years, it seems there's been a lot of interest in oil in this region, which seems to shed more light on the history of this area and the whole conflict. As I record this, oil's trading at something like $75 a barrel. Gasoline is in much higher demand than it was before, and it's become viable to drill in these new areas that were previously uneconomic. It also seems that a British company has been granted licences, a company called Falklands Oil and Gas, and their much bigger partner, BHP Billiton. They have licences to prospect and drill in this region. Research and prospecting shows that there are some big deposits of oil or gas, or even both, and drilling is set to commence in April this year. Now, the news report I was reading is coming from Bloomberg, so it's a reliable source, I would say. They also state that Argentine diplomats are protesting in most strong terms to the British government about this drilling. And I guess only time will tell whether this will develop into a diplomatic row or something much larger. I guess ultimately it depends on the amount of oil and gas discovered. Well, they're my thoughts for today. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.